I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
What's up, mga katunay? All right, so we are on episode 163. We have the cutest riders in the Philippines and maybe the world, I would argue, in the house tonight. Miss Jet Li.
Ako na yun.
Ikaw na yun.
Kanina po, nalito ko sino yung cutest rider eh.
Si the Cory cutest ba? Female rider.
Ah, female. Okay.
In the Philippines, Miss Jet Li, and also one of the best riders in the Philippines. And of course, we have not so cute, the driver of Cory.
Grabe, not so cute.
We've got Kevin in the house.
Hello, good evening.
Kevin and Cory.
Oh my God. How Moto cute Doggo. Is that? Moto Doggo. This is the first time in podcast history that we'll be interviewing a dog. Pero buti may translator tayo, si Kevin.
Si Kevin magta-translate. Before we begin, we have a special guest pa. Other than...
Mamaya pa.
Mamaya pa.
Oh, unless he introduce mo si Big Sugar D.
Oh, so syempre, kasama din natin si Big Sugar D.
Feels like home.
Yun, welcome back, Big Sugar D.
So they're here in Manila. How are you guys doing in dito lately?
The traffic.
Sobrang traffic.
Stress sa traffic.
Maliban doon.
Coming here today, we left our place at about 5:45, about 5 o'clock, 4:45. And we just arrived.
Wow,
it's that bad. But
nagkotse kayo.
Oh,
masarap magmotor.
Not traffic.
Pahirap. Yeah. We will send over some motorcycles for you guys next time you're in town.
Oh, pag nandito kayo, just call us. We have
kasi
bikes.
Kasi nandito kami sa mga meetings ganon. So, iniwan na muna namin yung motor sa Cebu.
Okay.
Pag-bike namin motor agad.
1 week tayo dito, no?
Almost.
1 week.
Manila is the worst for riding.
Hi, Sir Raymond Gabriel is watching.
Shout out.
So, shout out na tayo.
Hi, Sir Raymond Gabriel.
Coffee after show. Oh, may nagayin na yan na agad.
So, Jan
C. Arf, arf, arf daw.
Oh, arf, 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 arf.
Hello daw, Moto Doggo. And then we have...
Ivan.
Ivan.
Gino, Rufino, raffle time meron. May raffle time tayo today, syempre.
Si Cory.
Si Cory.
Raffle time. Uwi na kayo. Miss ko na kayo. Franz.
Hi, Franz.
We were with Gino last weekend. Tayo iba, di ba?
Ay, sa CF Moto.
Oh, yeah.
Last,
ano pala? Last Saturday. Time we were together, CF Moto launched their latest big bike, which is the 450NK. So this is the latest naked bike available in the market today. And Jet was there.
Yeah.
Kevin and Corey was there. Si Big Sugar D was there. Si Iba was working somewhere else.
Nah, I had to give a talk. Syempre, may day job. Uy, sandali. Mark Song says, raffle a date with Gino Rufino.
Ooh.
Uy, sasali ako sa raffle na yan.
Is this Sir Mark Song of...
Mark Song...
Hindi ko alam.
Mark, mahilala ka daw.
May mga... Hindi, Mark Song of Campwell and yung Adventure... Ano yung Adventure School nila?
There's a new... hindi pa yata nila launch eh. Pero they're gonna have...
They're launching school. Something pretty ano soon. Pero balita ko rin, may maraming magandang kotse yan eh. Balita ko, yung rumors. Rumor has it.
Mark. We also have here, ang dami nagko-comment, si Joma Santos. Good evening, gents. Inday guapa.
Kamot.
Oo, Boss Gino. Witness ako doon.
Oh, my God. Hindi, hindi lang ako. Marami akong ebidensya. Pero hindi natin ilalabas. Huwag tayo magta-top speed ng port gear, pare. Hindi maganda yun.
Eh, di ba 400cc lang yung motor na pin?
450 yun. Jet, kamusta yung bike? How did you find the 450NK?
Parang ano siya. May similarity ng KTM 390. And magaan.
Yep.
Same platform, no? And matagal ka ng KTM 390. So, kamisadong-kamisado mo yon. Baka na napawili mo rin yun. In a safe, controlled environment. Di ba? Nasa track kayo eh. May track day. May slalom. May ano. Eh, syempre, pwede yun.
Pwede.
Oo.
Humabol sila, Jet. Parang they arrived 7 a.m. in Caloocan from a 2 a.m. flight.
Grabe.
Kasama si Kevin.
Wala kaming tulog.
Oo. Grabe yung puyat nila. I saw sa mata nila na parang pero ano, tuloy pa rin. So we left around 8 and then we went to Subic. Diretso.
I was gonna go on it. Sa totoo lang ha, sa CF Moto event. Mukhang sobrang exciting. May mumu. Wang sobrang exciting yung CF Moto event. Pero sabi ni Camille, kailangan ko mag-back ride kay Maki. Automatic wheelie na yun.
Wag ka back ride. Hindi tayo kakasa. Maliit lang yung maliit yung rear passenger seat. It's good for one, dude. It's good for one though. And I find it light and powerful eh. Compared to, have you tried the 450?
No. Pero have you tried? Jet, tsaka si
ikaw bro,
si
Kevin, na-try. Hindi, siya naka 450, di ba?
Nung pa-uwi na tayo.
Oo. Si, si Kevin na 450.
Nagustuhan ba ni Cory?
Oo. actually, third time lang namin gumamit ng clutching eh.
Oh, wow!
Kaya sobrang kaba ko at ni Cory.
Eh, syempre. Kasi, suot mo siya, 'di ba? I mean, so yung mga dogs, ramdam nila yung kung kinakabahan ka, lalo siyang kakabahan and magiging parang protective.
Tapos so, yung ginawa ko since expressway naman.
Basta hindi ka makulong ha. Okay lang. Pwede ka magkwento.
Sorry kasi lumilipad na.
Wawa.
Kasi we're planning to skydive. Eh, gusto kong malaman if kakayanin ba ni Cory yung high speeds. Kasi yung free fall drop, 300 kph kasi sa skydive. Oo. Kaya nung naka 450 kami, tinay ko.
Oo.
Yung top speed ah.
300 kph?
De,
doon sa track yun ah.
At least 180.
sa track.
Sa track.
Doon sa ano, doon sa Subic. Doon, kasi may test na doon eh.
Going man,
allowable speed. We did an allowable speed within
good
the
thing naman is kinaya naman ni Corey. So, I think safe kami mag skydive.
Si wow. Corey, ba, nakita ko may gear 'yan.
Meron.
'Di ba kung nagaano ka nag-long ride ka, kunin ko lang ha.
Kasha ba yan?
Kasha.
May gear si Corey.
Oo, oh, tama.
Yun, no?
Ito so, yung full face helmet niya. Try na din.
Ano ba rating niyan?
Pwede ba sa MotoGP yan?
May ICC. Yun, no?
Nilagyan ko ng strap kasi natatanggal.
Oh, no.
Tenga, tenga. Helmet.
Tenga, poor Corey. Pero dapat safe. Yun.
Kasi umabigat.
Oh, okay.
Ilan taon na si
pero
Corey?
Yung ginagamit namin talaga.
Ah, ito.
Yung ano lang, yung half open face.
Mas comfortable kasi siya dito. So, ito lang.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking is because I've been training my dog
to ride
with me. Tuwang-tuwa siya, pare. Pero, nung napansin ko yung outfit ni Corey, walang helmet yung dog ko eh. And walang shades. Bumili ako ng shades. Kasi ang hilig niya talaga to open his eyes and nakita ko nagbe-blink-blink. So actually, si Corey and Moto Dogo, siya yung inspiration ko to take my dog riding.
Pinifit nila yung helmet. Actually, nakabuntot lang ako kay Kevin papuntang Subic. Tapos si Corey, para sa nagsiswimming.
Nakita mo pa?
Oo, gumaganon-ganon siya pag malakas yung hangin. Kailan mo, I have a question. Kailan mo na,
yun o!
Kailan mo natuklasan na Corey is very comfortable riding?
Nung the moment na, yung binigay niya siya sa akin. Kasi naawa ako sa kanya. Kasi senior dog na kasi, di ba? Yung 5 years old ng dog is senior na. Kasi tinay ko, first ride lang is short ride lang talaga. Tapos nakita ko kasi yung ginawa niya is ganito.
Nag-ano siya, ganun.
Para siyang nagsiswimming sa hangin. Kaya simula nun, yung ride ko, short ride, tapos long ride, hanggang sa sumali kami ng endurance.
Wait, so how long, paano mo sinanay si Corey?
I started with like, knowing when will Corey pee or dumumi. Kasi, nung first short ride namin, binababa ko siya. To make, tawag dito, a routine, di ba? Pag binaba ko, iihi siya. So, inuhubad ko siya sa bag. I mean, tinatanggal ko siya sa bag. Tapos binababa ko. Tapos iihi siya.
Gaano katagal?
I let him sniff around. Kasi para so that he'll find a comfortable place to pee. Kasi ganyan naman talaga yung aso, di ba?
I mean, yung unang rides mo with him, yung mga first rides, gaano katagal? Bago ka umabot ng endurance. Oo.
Sinasama ko lang siya kung saan kami nagra-ride ng partner ko dati. Ay, basta.
May natawa.
May ano eh.
May hugot.
Hugot ni Ice.
Balik tayo sa aso.
Okay, so, yung mga first rides niya, para masanay siya, gaano kahaba? Gaano katagal?
First ride niya is, it was like 30 minutes lang.
30 minutes. And then, what did you do para masanay siya?
Wala. Tinitingnan ko siya kung ano yung reaction niya. Yung reaction niya kasi, yung titingin sa'yo, yung pagkababa ko sa kanya, tinignan niya ako. Tapos, pag dog lover ka, malalaman mo kasi yung language nila, kung gusto nila or hindi.
Mm-hmm.
So, kaya ginawa ko na ng schedule na isama siya palagi, kahit bawal sa isang place, sinasama ko pa rin. Eh hanggang since noon, sinasama ko na.
At home na at home.
At home.
Oo. Comfortable, nakagear.
Oo. Tapos, pag suot na niya to,
okay. Meron.
Okay, dito ako. Dito ako naingit. Kasi may custom Q815 doggy gear siya.
Gawa niya yan, bro. Wow.
Ito kasi yung backpack niya.
May PMT pa. Galing!
Tapos pag suot na niya to with his helmet and goggles, wala na. Alam na niya, riding mode na siya.
Riding mode. Oh. Actually, ang dami ko nakikita ng videos na mga aso. Minsan nga nakatayo lang sa di ba? Nakatayo lang.
Tingnan mo. Ayaw nang gumalaw.
Nakatayo lang sa likod pero nagbabalance, di ba? So,
chill na chill, oh.
Dogs are wonderful, sabi ni Cap Nelly Tuazon. Dogs are wonderful companions known for their loyalty. I like dogs.
Sandali. Sorry, Jet, na-outshine ka ni Cory.
Yes.
may ibang guest pala tayo dito, Maki. Okay. Yun, nakadikit na kay Maki. Close na. All right, Jet. May mga tanong from the audience. Huwag natin pansinin yung kay Raymond. Hindi tayo hindi tayo chismis, hindi tayo showbiz. Yung kay Gino, may tinanong si Gino.
Gino Rufino. What do you prefer? Brook 390 or NK450?
Balita ko, Honda. Africa Twin.
Ano naman, basta umaandar.
Yun. Pero,
ito yung pili sa motor. To answer his question, Duke 390 or NK450. May pinagkaiba sila eh. Pero, I mean, meron silang, anong tawag dito? Parang character.
Different character.
Yeah, each bike. So, yung 390 naman, may torque siya. Mabilis, tapos may torque siya. The NK naman, may dulo siya. So, ayun. Kung nasa sakin yung dalawa, depende sa mood ko, anong gagamitin ko. Kung gusto ko ng pang torque na bike, gusto ko nung Pero masanay ako sa 390 eh.
Yun nga eh, that's what I was thinking, na parang iba yung, I was gonna use a love life reference. Oh, Cory! I was gonna use a love life reference, diba? Pero, may ex ka, na matagal kayo magkasama, syempre may space sa puso mo yon, diba? Nandun pala. Kahit mas malaking displacement na yung bago mong shota,
kaya nga, parang tinawag ko yung bike na yun na 390 as legendary bike.
Oo.
Dahil doon nasimula ang lahat.
And doon ka nakilala. Diba? Yung pink na 390. So, ako, Gino, unfair question. Pero pinapili ka sa Africa Twin at saka 390.
Si Gino tatanungin ko mamaya.
That's a difficult question. Wait, before we move on, sorry ah. May isa pang guest tayo.
Ay, sino?
May dumaan eh. Nandito, pare. Si, ito yung itong Huck pala, Pinoy yung inventor. Huh? Ito si Huck Bryce. kami si Huck Bryce.
Siya yung nag-invent nitong bagong product na nakita natin sa
may market. May kunin lang ako, may delivery lang ha. Sandali ha.
Okay, guys, nakikita nyo ba itong itong nandito, helmet ni Jet yan. Anong model
helmet.
Anong model 'yan ng That's Geely, no?
Geely helmet.
Geely. Natignan niyo yung yung stand na 'yan. May hangin sa loob 'yan.
So this is made in Taiwan. So this helmet dryer rack. So this is made out of metal, this powder coated para di mangalawang yung natin helmets.
Mm.
So itong helmet dryer na to, it's a heavy duty fan. So, netest na namin na ito sa mga shows.
Mm.
From 9 to 9, walang patayan to. Di naman umiinit. Then, we also tried it during the CF Moto event ng ATV experience.
Mm.
Nakatanghaling tapat sa araw. Di naman umiinit yung fan natin.
Question. Mm. Is it a fan lang siya or may deodorizer siya na?
Fan lang siya.
Okay.
Kasi di na, wala ka tayong dinagay na odor para kasi mahirap.
Hello.
So, yung experience namin mas okay na walang amoy yung pagabuga ng fan natin para ano, mahirap na mahilo tayo sa ride.
Okay. So dryer. Tapos where do you plug it?
So this one is a 220 volts version. But meron rin tayong para sa mga long rides natin na multi-day rides. We have the portable version.
Wow!
Late lang.
Wow! So ito wala nang stand yan. You can bring it anywhere.
So ito, meron na tong maliit na
mic.
Paa.
Mic.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So meron na tong maliit na paa. Yes. So ito, meron na siyang maliit na paa. So kailangan mo na lang is a power bank para sa tumakbo yung fan natin. Luckily, meron na akong Bitbit.
Oh, ano yan?
Power bank.
Magic!
So, yung ito, syempre, after a long ride, medyo moist rin yung helmets natin. So, pagdating natin sa hotel, pwede natin ilagay na lang sa desktop.
Oh, pakita mo sa ano, bro. Ito yung camera natin. Eh.
Now, oh, ito. Ilagay natin sa sofa.
Ganda niyan. Ang ganda niyan kasi... Pag lalo na pag umuulan or kahit na mainit, papawisan ka. So, helmet namin talagang pag inamoy mo.
Ang cute ng boses ni Kuya, no? Huh? Ang cute ng boses niya. May nagtanong nga eh. Ano normal ba na maging sweet yung boses pagkatabi mo daw ako?
Ay, oo.
Patay tayo dyan. Bryce, single ka ba?
Secret.
Jet, Jet, ikaw. Are you single?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Ha? Huh? Wala, tanong ko lang. Dari, joke lang. Anyway. So, you have two versions. One that it's portable. You can put on the bag. And then one is you can leave.
Medyo furniture type siya. So, either home or office, bagay-bagay.
Galing. Galing.
So where can we buy this?
So meron tayong mga official retail dealers nasa Facebook page natin na HawkPH or sa Instagram natin Hawk.Philippines. Please like and follow.
Yun. HawkPH. First time I saw them was in Inside Racing. I think.
Automoto.
Yeah. Automoto.
Noong time na yun.
It's Boss Gio Automoto Festival. It was bagyo.
Nako.
Tapos yung jacket and helmet ko sobrang basang-basa. Tapos si, bro, come here. Let's put your jacket here. Let's parang put your helmet here. And then, after 30 minutes,
oh,
it's dry. Yung jacket ko dry. Meron din sila nung jacket hanger. Mm-hmm. Diba? Yung jacket hanger.
So this one is good for helmets only.
This one's helmet.
Ang sa gloves, wala.
For gloves, meron tayong... attachment for the gloves.
Okay.
Sayang, di ko nadala lang.
Ah, so para maroon siyang attachment for the gloves.
Kunin mo muna. Sandali.
Ay, naku, pupudrip while on live.
Oh my God.
Pagkain tayo.
Oh.
Kami talagang sumusuporta sa amin. Alam niyo ba, may nagpadala sa amin ng pagkain. And it's Super Sam. Thank you, boss. Onin. Thank you so much for sending food to us. Ang dami niya. Ayun. I love you. I love you too, Eugene. How are you?
Shoutouts nga pala kay Motoholic. Motoholic was there earlier.
Motoholic.
Hi, Dad.
Dad and Mom, what's up?
Dad, Mom and Dad ni, Hey, you have any other other people you want to thank or batiin?
The people that I really want to take is yung mga natin mga official dealers.
Si Chai nanonood.
Si Chai, may-ari ng Chai Stays Till It Show ng Zoom. Yes.
Wow. Hey Chai, hello. Hey bro.
Hopefully you guys support our products and hopefully you also enjoy our products. No more moist and stinky helmets.
Alright. Thank you so. Oh, teka. May bibigay ka ba kay ano? Sabi may bibigay ka.
Nah, okay lang ba on na live?
Ano yun? Unless ibibigay mo sa akin.
Yes. So... Meron tayong bit-bit na para sa mga ano natin, presenters and guests. It's a ano helmet foam cleaners.
Okay, may Gino, mayroon tayong raffle ah. Ito yung tagal mo nang inaantay. Every episode. Please guys, follow, like and follow HuckPH on Facebook so you can see their products. Maganda to, promise, yung helmet dryer. Uy, thank you. We also have
thank you.
Huck helmet foam cleaner. Here you go. Check this out. So ilan, may pamimigay ba tayo? Oh, may papamigay kami lima. So anong gusto mong itanong sa mga tao for them to join the raffle? Ano yung mic mo?
Nakababa. Nakababa yung mic. So yung tanong natin ay ano ang ginagawa ninyo pag maulan?
Okay. To join the raffle, meron tayong papamigay na Huck helmet foam cleaner. As you see here, answer the question, anong ginagawa nyo pag maulan? That's it. Ikaw bro, anong ginagawa mo pag maulan?
Nagda-ride ko rin.
Maliban dun.
For sure, tulog lang.
Watching. Hello, Robert. Arkilio Yabut watching from Japan. Hello.
Hi, Ivan.
Mr. Ambush. Hello, how are you? We miss you. See, tag dito. Ayan.
Ay, sandali, kakain na ba tayo?
Dami na
tayo. Ano ba yung pagkain dito? Dami nito, dude. Tatlong bag, may dalawang pizza, may mga burger, may mga chicken wings.
Pare, nagpadala sa atin yan, sa mga kaibigan natin, si Boss Nino Lorenzo. Thank you so much for bringing Super Sam here. Meron siyang, mention ko lang din, meron siyang slalom school sa Valenzuela. Pwede rin kayo mag-enroll sa kanya.
Kotse o motor?
Kotse. Ah, hindi, kotse. Motor. Motor. Okay. So, Valenzuela, that is in... Wait lang. So, meron siyang... Nagtuturo siya ng slow speed maneuvering. Parang slalom.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yan.
So, yung mga kasama ko, puro high speed maneuvering.
Mas mahirap yung slow. Mas mahirap ang, di ba, Jet? Ano mas mahirap? Mag slow maneuvering or...
Fast. Oo nga, Jet.
Walang mahirap kay Jet. Lahat sees you.
Dito na lang sasagutin. No comment.
Okay, so Progressive Poultry Supply Corp. Pin that in Google Maps. You'll find the school. Or you message... Onin, ano ka naman dyan? Flag yourself. Yan. Okay.
No, actually, I want to go back to why I was getting the food. Yung Huck, helmet dryer. Naalala mo nun sa Negros tayo, nun malakas yung ulan.
Yeah.
And then pagdating na, yung it makes sense, yung portable, pag multi-day long ride. And may paniers ka, may ano. Kasi pagdating mo doon sa ano, pagdating mo doon sa lugar, basa pa yung helmet mo, basa pa yung gloves mo. And then the next day, basa pa. Medyo moist pa, di ba? If you have that in your room, and I would only bring it kung may paniers ako, di ba? Para tuyo na yung helmet, tuyo na yung gloves the next day. For me, that makes sense.
Ito, USB port, yung... Pag motor mo may saksakan, pwede may kabit doon eh.
Habang tumatakbo?
Nako, baka mahuli tayo niyan.
Eh, syempre hindi. Ibig sabihin, kung nakatigil ka, di ba? Kung wala kang power bank, katulad ni Huck Bryce, na bigla na lang nagkakaroon ng power bank sa pusa. Eh, pwede mo itong saksak sa cellphone. Sa ano, sa motor. Galing. Galing, galing, galing.
Actually, yung nag-develop na itong products natin, retired racers sa Taiwan.
If anybody knows about like riding, it's the Taiwanese dudes. Grabe yung mga riders doon, pare. Sobrang hardcore.
Oo nga. Anyway, ang dami nagko-comment, no? Shoutout taga Davao. Happy Kadayawan Festival.
Kadayawan ba yun?
Kadayawan Festival. Hello sa mga kaibigan namin from Davao. Aguila. Mga kaibigan natin sa Aguila, Davao. Norman Ring. And
you know saan pwede gamitin yung hockey? Doon sa Mindanao Freedom Ride pa. May backup pa sila, John D. Diba? Sa Norman Ring. Swak yun.
Malapit na yan, November. Any, ano ba ang upcoming events? Kayo, may gagawin kayo somewhere? Kami, ano?
Minegros.
Marami kaming, ano, actually, just like yesterday, we were busy visiting different senators.
Wow.
Jet, kwento mo kayong experience natin kahapon.
Mga senador.
Yeah.
Siyempre, kasama si Sen JB yan. Yes. Ay na rider yun.
Oo.
Sobrang tuloy na rider nun.
Oo. Oo.
Wanna share some?
Ano ulit? Sorry.
Do you want to share some? Nagbabasa na po.
Ang dami kasi nagbabasa, nag-comment. Hi, Jet Li. Shoutout, family, pa ba na? Mga ganun eh.
Oh, yan.
Para mas makita mo.
Na ano eh, na-distract ako.
Ang dami kasi.
Ba't kayo nasa Senado?
Actually, yung plan talaga namin, bibisitahin namin si Senator JV. Dahil before that day, chatted Senator na sa akin na bisita kayo sa ano sa office niya. So ayun, yung plan talaga, bibisitahin lang namin siya sa office niya. And ayun, di namin in-expect na
tatakbo ka ng senador. Anong party?
Alam mo, pag tumakbo talaga to, may
yun.
Ay, pa pwesto to.
Di ako tatakbo, magbumotor ako. Ayun, di namin expect na in-invite niya kami sa Senate session. Ayan.
Oh, wow. Kasama ba si Cory?
Actually, Cory is the very first dog.
Wow!
I mean, excluding the canines, siyempre.
Oh, yung mga guard, yung mga bomb dogs.
Swerte, naunahan ako ni Cory.
Bakit, aso ka ba?
Hindi pa napunta rin.
Okay, so what did you talk about sa Senate? Did you push for more motorcycle rides, safety?
Yan, yung pinag-usapan namin ni Senator JV na and marami kaming plano and in-invite din namin siya sa Negros Duke this coming October 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. It was different because when we were invited to the Senate session, she was asked to sit in the VIP area. So we were thinking na baka manonood lang kami kung yung normal process na ginagawa ng Senate, right?
And then just sa VIP area, may champagne ba? May
wala
ba?
Na.
Wala.
But you get front row seats. So medyo mas malapit ka sa mga senators. No? And then she was acknowledged being the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism Ambassadors. Right there, it was, wow. The feeling is very, I don't know.
Oh my God.
How did you feel about it?
Anong feeling?
Grabe.
Mag-acknowledge sa'yo kahapon ng mga senators.
Oh my God.
Overwhelmed, syempre.
No. Diba?
Sobrang happy and dati napapanood ko lang sa TV, ganon. And that moment na nakita ko yung mga senators na sa balota ko lang nakikita dati, diba? Sa balota, sa posters. Sa TV, ngayon nakita ko sila lang malapitan.
And they know you. And so they mentioned you there.
That's the thing. Because the moment she was mentioned or acknowledged as a PMT ambassadors, they had to take a 1-minute break. So the senators actually went to her to shake her hand.
Mga senador pa yung nag-selfie sa'yo.
Senator, of course, JV, Senator Bongo, Senator Angara,
grabe.
Senator Amy Marcos, and Senator Bong Revilla, Senator Robin Padilla. We had a long conversation with the senators, actually.
Actually, sino ba yung mga rider na senator outside of Senator JV?
Senator
JV. Si Cheese.
Senator Nancy. Senator Nancy was there as well to welcome us. I am not sure about Senator Cheese Escudero.
Right, or yun. Oh, he has Senator, an R50.
Ah, okay. Senator Bong Revilla, Senator Robin Padilla, they're both riders as well. Sabi nga ni Sen kahapon na baka daw pwede mag-schedule nga ng ride with the senators.
Wow!
So, hoping we can do that early oh part of God. Next year. And Jet Li will be leading the pack as well.
Wow! Anong dadalin mo motor, Jet?
Anong dadalin?
Saan? Depende sa ano? Sa ang ride?
Ang galing, ha?
Oo. Tama yun. Yun ang tanong ng tunay na rider. Oh, diba? Depende kung anong ride.
Depende ng ride.
Oo.
Grabe, grabe. I'm really impressed. Kasi that's the right answer.
Pero ano yung bagay na motor kung kasama mo mga senador?
Oo. Oh, yan.
God. Diba yung mga motor nila, mga mostly adventure bikes?
Pahiraming gitara.
Cruisers.
Yeah, cruisers.
Hiram tayo. Gusto yeah. naman may alam ako.
And we'll...
Full white.
Kasi pag sa Manila, tapos pag wala akong bike, si Wiltech, it's a multi-brand company eh. So, I can borrow bikes naman doon. So, depende sa bikes ko. Kung mag-cruiser sila, mag-cruiser ako. Ganun.
Ayan, kompleto na si Wiltech. Ang galing. Galing mag-ano.
Hindi, recommend ako sa yung bike.
Ano?
Kulay white.
Ano yun?
Malaki.
Actually, bagay siya ka-cruiser eh. Hindi pa niya kasi makuha yung concept. Pero this is the Kawasaki Vulcan.
Ganda ng kulay niya.
Ito yung custom eh. Pinaupo ko siya. Sabi ko, tignan nga natin. Tapos sabi ko, pwede naman eh.
Pero I'm still blown away because I remember... I think one of the first interviews you did was with us and Sila Jay sa Ride PH. Yeah. And then medyo, ano, si Jet, though, was a little bit quiet pa. And then, like, she felt really uncomfortable. Ngayon, medyo, ano na, blooming. And then yung mga senador pa yung nagpapa-selfie sa'yo.
Grabe.
I'm so impressed, Jet. Grabe. Congrats on all your success.
may binisinsabi, sabi ni Warsi, Horwin daw. Horwin.
Electric
scooter? May na-try ka na ba mga... Yan yung bago ngayon eh.
May na-try akong electric scooter. Zeho.
Ah, CF Moto. Oh, si Moto sa ganda nun.
Zeho. Yan. It's very nice. Yung Horwin, maganda rin yun.
Hindi ako naniniwala kasi hindi ko pa na-try.
Talaga. Bukas kasi bumiyahe na kami.
Ay.
Next time. Sayang.
Kasi may gusto pa mag-Boracay.
Hindi ba kayo nasasawa sa Boracay? Actually, mas
gusto ko rin.
Mas okay mag-Boracay kaysa mag-stay dito sa Manila.
Si Kicks Tulio. Yung masarap na lechunan sa may ano, katik, after Boracay pababa. Ano ba yan? I forgot the place eh.
Native
lechon deli.
May mga seafoods din.
Cakes. Remind us, saan nga ba ulit? May picture ni Nudge dun eh.
Oh, wait, siya yun. That's right. May si picture din si Jet, di ba?
Yung
vloggers, lahat ng mga brand ambassador, mga... Ano, si Nudge?
Oh, yung kay Nudge.
Bakit tinanggal na yung picture ni Nudge?
Yung kay Nudge medyo against the light. Against the light eh, hindi ko. Parang
ibigan namin yun, no? At least harap-harapan kami.
Teka,
what's most everyday?
Siege Moto, James Yunis, yun. And Siege, parang, sabi, Jet, parang hindi ka pa nakikita naka-super sport na bike. Di ba naka-super sport ka na?
Yeah, oo. Naka-sports bike na.
Ano gamit mo nun? Is it the 1290?
No, it's a naked bike.
Oh, it's a naked bike.
Naked
yeah.
bike. Naked. Pero naka-try na rin.
Huwag kayo mag-ala guys. Most likely, ang next na super sport niya would be a Panigale V4S.
Oh. Hindi MV Agusta Brutale. Hindi ano,
super
Veloce.
Super Veloce.
Super, ang ganda rin yun.
Ang ganda nun? Apakagandang
bike. Okay, so, Jet, ano yung pangarap mong super sport bike? Baka maging totoo.
Oo, oh, dami nanonood.
Daming nanonood.
Hindi mo alam, may mga nag-take down notes dyan.
Oo.
Honestly, wala pa. Wala pa kung...
Kailangan ka mag-bumigay. Kailangan mag-banggit ka ng...
Sabi ka na lang.
CF Moto, Motostrada. Marami ka ng ano.
S1000.
Marami rin.
S1000. S1000 double R. Ganda yun.
Oo. Hindi ba?
Wala.
Kaya nga, di pa pwede sabihin.
Di pa pwede sabihin.
Hindi pa pwede sabihin. Okay. Hanggang masayin na yung makarata.
Manager.
Hindi na dito yung bouncer.
Dito naman. Ano lang naman po tayo? Tagaw po kasi ang pintuan.
Baka mga preempte, di ba?
Sabi nga ni Choy, ni Chai Chai, you know, V4S na SP.
Ganito na lang. Let's flip the question around. Sa mga nanonood, anong sa tingin nyo pagay na super sport bike kay Jet?
Ah, yan. O, sige.
Okay. Ikaw, Cory, anong tingin mo bagay na super sport bike sa'yo?
Parang hiyang sa NK450.
Oh, parang ano. Feeling ko kay Cory, dapat hindi super sport. Dapat yung medyo standard.
Touring bike. No?
Touring bike. Oo. Oh, okay. Yung may ferry.
Si Kevin, ano, tanong si Kevin, anong gusto mong bike?
XADB.
Oh.
Ikaw meron. Oo, oh,
XADB. Meron ako noon. Panalo yun. Can't be an XADB, man.
Pinagamit mo pa?
Hindi.
Hindi na. Hindi na pala.
Oh.
Hindi mo alam. Baka si iba na pala.
Okay, honestly, I'm really close to selling it. I want the BMW CE04.
I saw you on that bike from the pictures. And though it, I don't know, I can't describe the design of it, but it's very sleek and sexy.
Kasha, yeah, ano, yeah. Kasha apat.
Parang habal-habal.
Lahat sila nakaangka sa CE04.
Yung BMW na electric.
As in, oh. Ang cute tingnan.
No, pero, but the only thing that's keeping me from pulling the trigger, aside from it being almost ₱1,000,000, which is a big reason not to, ano, but it's cutting edge, is the fact na hindi pa clear yung rules and regulations when it comes to electric. Kasi halos parang 400-500cc bike yun eh. Pero hindi pa siya legal or hindi pa clear kung legal siya sa highway.
It's actually one thing that we were able to discuss with Senator
John. Yun!
No, because with our loops, remember from episode 160, we were discussing about loops being more open to the use of electric bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kumbaga, carbon zero emission. So it's that's one thing na pinag-uusapan din kasi namin.
So pag tumakbo si Jet,
naku po.
Dapat kasama yan sa platforma mo. Na zero emissions, environment friendly, electric.
Sustainability.
Oo.
Is the best policy.
Kahit party list Jet. Boboto ako sa ako mga ano, ako magka-campaign manager para sa iyo.
Kung ibibigay sa panahon, why not?
Sagot. Galing talaga, alam, bilib na talaga ako.
Pero sure win ka kung ano, si Cory yung number 2 sa listahan.
Oo. Oh. Kasi ano, ikaw Bryce, ano sa tingin mo?
Hindi ko kaya.
Ano tingin mo bagay na motor kay sport bike?
Ako, ano eh, sucker for, ano eh, yung cafe racer bikes eh.
Well, R90 na ano, no?
Oh.
Wait, na.
Maganda yan.
Si Siege Moto, BMW S1000RR. I think bagay yan kay Jet.
Ganda nun.
Di,
oh, binibenta na ni Pau Toral yata yun sa kanya.
And then, sabi ni Christine, Kawasaki Ninja ZX 6R.
Diretso mo lang ng H2R.
Oo nga. May pakpak pa yun, di ba?
Oo.
Ganda.
Yung during the Makina show, nakaupo siya dun sa ano eh, Bimota.
Oo. Yun ang one of the most exotic bikes I've seen.
True.
Si, alam ko, Wheeltech lang meron.
Mayari, yes.
Boss Roscoe Dulio.
Pero I think, dun yata nila, yung pagbuo ng ZH2R, dun yata kinuha yung platform sa Bimota. If I'm not mistaken.
Same engine. Diba? Same engine nung Kawasaki, pero yung may swing arm sa harap, pare.
Yun na nga eh.
Ang weird, pero tangang ganda.
Sa
front swing arm, tapos ang weird nung ano eh. Ang weird nung pagkakagawa, pero na-try na ni Miguel Bichara. Maganda daw.
Pati ride?
Nakita ko sa track.
Sabi ni Trunks, MV Agusta.
Ayun. Yan din yung pagkakait yan.
Dalawa kayo na naman
yung MV Agusta. Yung
ano, yung turismo RC. Yung turismo RC. Ano, Boss Trunks?
Check out na ba natin? Kasi naka-add to cart pa eh.
Naka-add to cart.
Naka-add to cart.
We went back from Subic, tapos si Boss Trunks, tinitingnan niya yung showroom sa taas. Kasama niya si Sir Boy, nakita niya yung MV Agusta na turismo. Che-chekehan.
One of my, ano, alam mo, matanda na ako. Matagal na ako nag-ride, siguro over like 25 years. Pero one of my titos in riding nandiyan nanonood, si Bingoy. Boss Bingoy.
Kanina mo pa rin.
Oo nga eh. Boss Bingoy. Ito yung, so okay. Matanda ako, matanda na talaga na rider yan.
May magandang resort yan si Bingoy. Sa La Union.
Uy, puntahan natin.
Bingoy, invite mo kami ha.
Invite mo kami, magsushow kami dyan.
Sa La Arena Resort sa Caba, La Union. Puntahan natin. Nandun si Bingoy, mag-iihaw yan para sa atin. O yun, no?
O diba? Yun. Hindi siya nag-oo eh.
Hindi pa nag-oo. Tapos Bingoy, invite mo kami. Diba? Ang dami, alam mo, pag punta kayo dito, ang dami nating friends na may mga ganyan, mga resort. Pwede natin puntaan.
Yun naman pala.
Oo. Yun, no? Let me know your sked. Boom. Done. Diba?
Shoutout na sa mga pamangkin ko. One Goal Riders from Negros. One Goal Motor Riders from Negros.
Negros. Balik tayo, Maki, October.
Saan? Oo, sama.
Oo, sama tayo.
Nasa
sama
calendar
tayo.
Ko na yan.
Nasa calendar yun yung Maki?
O, nilagay ko na eh. Si iba kasi ma-art ito, kailangan calendar invite ka.
Kailangan pag nakaka-invite, pupunta ako.
Pag, hindi, pag sinasabi mo lang sa kanya, hindi niya maalala.
Pero sama. Kevin... Again, going back to, I need tips on getting my dog, si Wampa, to ride. Sa scooter ko lang siya dinadala eh. Kasi ang hirap pag ano, minsan lumuluwag yung harness. And then minsan kailangan, kain na tayo. Ang bastos mo, Maki, ito. Mag-usap muna kami ni ano, Kevin. All right. So,
kaya po natahimik. Kaya po nakatingin sa Super Sam.
All right. So, pagdating sa bike na may clutch o standard na bike, mas type mo pa rin yung scooter type, no? Yung walang cambio.
Kasi mas relax.
Mas relax. Actually, yung XADV, feeling ko, hindi, pero enough yung dala mo with Cory, no?
No. ADV 150.
Ako, and the XADV is the way to go. Or maybe ano? Ano yung sa Yamaha, yung tinitignan ko, Maki? X-Max ba yun? Yung itim? Yung black on black? T-Max. Sa Yamaha? T-Max. Maganda rin yung T-Max.
Kaso, ang bigat.
Actually, sinit lang ako. I fell in love with the XP400.
Uy, type ko rin yung XP400 actually.
As in,
pang-touring, no?
Before it even came out, I saw it in Google, or on Google, no? And then, for some funny reason, kasi gusto ko rin magkaroon ng XADV na 750. Pero because of the price, parang uptake, alam nga. It's
parang, well, if I sell my XADV 750, it'll be around the same price of an XP400.
True that.
So, pila na kayo.
You are right.
Maraming kaming anak pa ni Cory, you know?
But yeah, so nung nandun kami sa showroom ng Peugeot, nakita ko nga yun. Kasi nakita ko yun nung ano yun, nung makina.
Yeah.
Kapalan ng mukha, ako unang umupo dun sa white. And then, just last Sunday, naupuan ko siya ulit. Sorry, Tuesday pala, nag-meeting kami na Tito Boy. And I'm like, oh my God, this is it.
Okay, wait. Tinanong, mahirap tanongin si Jet kung ano yung dream bike or next bike or bike na bagay. Kasi, alam mo, pag nagsalita yan, ang daming bibili ng motor na yan eh. Diba? Sobrang powerful. Pero we can ask Big Sugar D. ano yung dream bike mo ngayon?
Dalawa lang, I'll be honest. It's either, there are three that I'm looking at. It's either or, but I'm really more inclined to the scooter type. Kasi nga wala ka ng ibang isipin. So, if not the XP400, I go for the ADV 750. But if I will go for something bigger than that, I go for the V-Strom 1000.
Grabe. Si Big Sugar D, hindi lang guwapo, maganda yung taste niya sa motor. Kasi pareho kaming taste sa motor. Ako, XB400. I have the XADV. Yeah. And then the other one is really the C04.
Oh, okay.
Yung V-Strom, since may 790 na ako, hindi na kailangan.
Correct.
Pero yan, guwapo, good taste.
Pero the, I don't know, the XP400 made an impact to me.
Now, what I like about the XP400 is it's just the right displacement to be a city ride.
Correct.
The XADV kasi, yung 750 sa traffic sa Maynila, mabigat, mapapagod ka pare. Pero yung XP400,
magaan.
Sakto.
For 400.
And then yung anything above 400, hinahanap mo lang yan sa highway.
True.
Sa coastal road, sa probinsya, okay lang eh. Na si Jancy nga, anong dala ni Jancy? Wag naman, eh, delikado yan sa doggy.
Nananawagan po ako, Tito Boy. Darating kasi yung, kasi yung ngayon, nakademo-unit pa sila, diba? Darating yung first talk, if I'm not mistaken, by August 28.
Ano, group buy tayo?
Parang yung isa
naka-reserve. Or hati na lang tayo?
Yung isa naka-reserve na eh.
Hati na lang tayo.
Diretso na ng Cebu. So, babalik ako ng 28 dito para iuwi ko na yung motor ng 29. Di ba to, boy? Positive mindset.
Yun, oo. Yun, si ano, ako naka 790. Si Jancy, naka Honda Henyo 110. Pero, nakikisabay. So, when you're talking about these coastal provincial roads,
hindi naman
kailangan bakbakan eh.
Sure. Di kasi, for example, sinajet, kahit naka 1,000 sila sa mga Africa at sa Africa Twin niya, cruising speed nila nasa 80-80 lang naman, 80-90.
Mahirap humataw kung si Jet kasi ang daming tao nakapaligid eh. Ang daming nagpapaselfie, ang daming na parking lang 30 minutes eh.
Hindi, alam mo saan ako nabaliw? Yung nasa liblib kayo, hindi ko alam kung saan eh. Tapos may mga karatula na nakasulat sa carton.
Stop, please.
Stop, Jet Li, stop.
Free gas, Jet Li.
Actually, no, I have a question. I have a question for both of you. Because, yeah, I saw Jet Li when, I mean, sobrang malaki na yung following, but not like now. That was like pre-pandemic. That was 4 years, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, Jet, no?
So, mga 2 million pa siya, parang.
Oh, parang hindi pa, ano?
Hindi pa.
Wala pa.
4.5 na ba ngayon?
That's when we had you on the show.
Oh my God. Wow.
And ako, I believe na, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's really because tunay na rider ka, authentic ka, you love riding. It wasn't about making money. It was really something that was in your DNA. But how did you get so big?
Ano lang, yung tinatawag na when passion meets work, it becomes a hobby. And ayun, ini-enjoy ko lang yung ginagawa ko. Basta mahal mo lang yung trabaho mo, mahal mo yung ginagawa mo. Hindi ka makaka-feel ng pagod. Mapapagod ka physically kasi nagra-ride ka, nagtrabaho ka, pero mentally you're happy because mahal mo yung ginagawa mo.
But it's no joke, ha? It's no, when people see your social media, they don't realize how hard you work. And how much effort you put into it, no? I leave the events that we're invited to at 10 o'clock. Kasi pagod na ako, nag-ride tayo all day. Nainitan tayo. Ikaw, you're still there and you're interacting with the fans. And then, ito senior citizen na doggy na to eh. Ganon din si Corey, di ba? As in, talaga, I don't understand how the dog understands to give to the fans. Pero palaging dami nagsiselfie and he's always chill. But how do you guys do it? How did you guys grow to be so big and such a positive influence?
As long as it's making them happy, okay lang sa amin.
Grabe naman. Ako, wala akong pake kung masaya sa hindi. Basta ako, masaya ako.
I mean, in all honesty, we're not a perfect group. You know, at the back of every lights, at the back of every microphone, there are things that we also have to take care of. Diba? Mga kaibigan, mga barkada, yung grupo namin and all that, you know. But the thing is, we're true. We're true to
each
other.
Hindi kami perfect, but totoo. Ayun lang. Wala namang perfect, pero Yan, totoo.
Agree.
May mga misunderstandings kami. Mga ganun, which is normal naman yan.
Yeah, normal.
Pero hindi ka nagsisinungaling. Di ba? I mean, hindi ka fake. Hindi ka...
Yes.
Remember what I said episode 160, di ba? We were friends and became family because of this. So we actually grew out of the friendship and became a family because of working as well.
Can I say...
Basta hindi ka maka-cancel kasi ang dami mo nang sinasabi kanina na delikado eh. Sa'yo, hindi sa akin.
Okay lang naman daw kasi right now, I'm with Jet Li, sa Team Q815. They are helping me with my recovery.
Yun, I saw your post and yeah. I didn't know if we could talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, please share. Oo.
Yeah, kasi actually I'm 5 years and 3 months clean from drugs and alcohol.
Congrats. I mean,
hindi yan talaga ganun ka long, but I'm getting there.
And every day, yeah, every day. It's
dog, ang aso at pagmumotor. Yan yung isa sa mga outlets ko. I mean, they are helping me, lalo na sa Team K815. Wala. And it's like every day they remind me na huwag kang uminom kasi may kaibigan kami gabi-gabi uminom.
Sino dyan? Turo mo.
Let's not mention names.
Yung importante sa grupo namin kasi may mga imperfections. Yeah. Pero iniintindi namin yung isa't isa. Basta ang ano lang talaga namin, hindi kami perfect, pero totoo kami. Yun lang sa grupo namin. Totoo.
We tried to protect each other.
Good vibes lang.
Good vibes. Ganun yeah.
Siya. So, let's say for example, ganito kasimple yan. Kung ano yung image ni Jet, yun din ang image namin. Isang mali namin, mali ni Jet. Mali ni Jet, mali namin. Diba? So, we have to protect that family. Diba? Hindi natin pagkakait. Jet has what? 4.5 million followers right now just on Facebook. She has more followers, you know, sa TikTok accounts, other social media platforms, you know. So we'd rather be the inspiration to those that follows her.
You know what? I remember when you were the LTO safety ambassadors. And you still are, no?
Yes.
And ang daming mga nagbabash.
Yeah.
And you know what Jet did? She faced it head on. She said the truth, no? I mean, I used to ride like that, but I've matured. I now really care about safety. And it's true. I've seen you ride now. I've never seen you do anything that is unsafe. Just like I've always ridden with Nudge, and I've never seen Nudge do anything unsafe.
Was
every day. No, but it's true. Hinarap mo eh. Hindi ka nag-paspin, hindi ka nag-ano. And it's about being honest.
Yeah, daming nagtatanong sa akin kung ginagawa po ko ba daw yung mga stunts, mga ganon. Actually, pwede ko siyang gawin off-cam. Pero hindi ko siya pwedeng i-upload sa social media. Dahil isa yun sa nagpapasaya sa akin eh. Yung mga stunts ng kanyan. Pero ngayon, mas lesser na. And pinipili ko lang kung ano yung pinapakita ko sa social media. Dahil maaaring sundin ito sa mga followers.
Yun, oo.
And ayun na nga, yung sabi ni Miguel na you don't have to be perfect. You just need to be real.
Yun.
Alam ko, may question ako. Naisip mo ba minsan na gawing career yung stunt?
Hindi.
Kung gusto mo siya talaga.
Dati... Hindi. Ini-enjoy ko lang talaga siya. Every time ginagawa ko siya, feeling ko lumilipad ako, feeling ko ako yung pinakamasaya ganun.
So speaking of flying, no. I mean, going back to your journey mo. No. When you're addicted to something, you need to break those habits. Right? Yeah. And I think riding a motorcycle
really helps.
You know, how did riding a motorcycle replace those habits?
It helped me like kasi pag nagra-ride ako. I think it's all the same to us kasi. Like when we ride, you know, we feel like we're free. like lahat ng problema natin naiiwan natin.
Same adrenaline ba?
Oo.
Sure. Ano
lang. Tapos iniisip ko lang pag may problema ako, nagra-ride ako. Kasi nagra-ride kami. So not solo kasi kasama ko si Corey. Minsan nga eh, huwag nagra-ride ako, kinakausap ko si Corey sa helmet ko. Sinasabi ko sa kanya.
Narinig ka niya?
Oo.
Naka-Bluetooth yan.
Bus Vince, baka.
Sinasabi ko lang na.
May cardo pang aso yan.
We can do this. Yeah.
No, I agree. And then as riding as a hobby is a healthy hobby.
Hobby, yeah.
I mean, what time do you guys wake up? Diba? You need to be physically and mentally fit and strong. And it's mind altering riding. Diba? When you're in the zone and then nasa long ride ka and parang iba yung your body is engaged but your mind is somewhere else. Ang galing. Yeah. Iba talaga eh. So, yeah, you don't need drugs. Just ride.
Yeah. I never saw myself kasi na mag-ride. Like, 11 years, 11 or going 12. Like, heavy talaga ako na user drugs. Like, umabot sa point na ganun, magbenta, ganun. Until I got to rehab, doon, I mean, first rehab ko, nag-relapse pa ako ah.
It's a constant struggle, man. Yeah. People think that you can stop like that.
Kaya nga, di ko kinakahiya na isabi na, yes, drug addict ako, pero recovering na.
True.
Kasi yung stigma kasi ng mga tao, pag nakarinig, ay, wag yan, drug addict yan. Wag ka mag-trust yan kasi drug addict yan.
Saan ang pitaka ko? Nasa bago, okay
lang. Kasi I want to break the stigma kasi,
no, dude, I saw that post and I was so impressed because sharing that is very hard.
It is.
But also, and there's a lot of fear, I guess, before you shared it. But then people were so positive in their
comments.
Yeah. In their comments, no? And then you guys are there and you need, it's so hard to do it by yourself. You need Corey, you need Jet. You need Big Sugar D. You need your family.
Yep.
To keep you on that track. Grabe.
Pag ang isa umangat, dapat lahat umangat.
And you also need Huck.
To keep you.
Pag ang isa umangat, kailangan lahat umangat. Hindi pwedeng may iwan sa baba. Yun eh. That's teamwork.
Yeah. Kaya nga napunta ako sa kanila. Kasi nung nakita nila ako nung Cebu Negros Lupatay.
Cebu Negros.
Si Boss Trunks talaga nagsabi na gawan mo ng page kasi sayang yung mga tao lumalapit sa iyo nagpapapicture kay Corey.
Naiiyak ako.
Pero totoo naman yun kasi di ba kayo nag-ride? Ako naman nag-ride yun. Alam mo yun, iba kasi yung feeling. Naalam niyo sabi ko sa inyo nung na sa helmet kasi pwede nating iiyak eh. Sa loob ng helmet pwede nating sabihin at usahan sabihin.
Ang ganda nun.
Pag kasi nag-ride, merong, ito yung hindi naiintindihan ng karamihan. Ito yung hindi na iintindihan ng karamihan na merong klase ng pagod na ito lang ang pahinga. Ang pag-ride.
Pag-ride.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Can we get that part and make it a quote? Because that is powerful.
Lupit na.
Yun eh. Di ba, parang kayo, don't tell me hindi pa kayo umiyak sa loob ng helmet niyo.
Hindi
ah.
Ikaw lang.
Sino na meron?
Recently lang. Sa lakas ng ulan, and then ako, wala akong kapote.
Okay.
I won't tell you, I won't go into why, ano yung rain gear ko, or lack of. And then there was a duda na, like a Mio na luma na bugbog. And then parang feeling ko, akala ko ginigit niya ako. And then sinisigawan niya ako. And then I was like, ano? Eh, basang-basa na ako, nasa EDSA ako, traffic. Mm. And then sabi niya, boss, may kapote ka? And then he was, may extra ako dito. Puta pare. I almost cried. Baka hindi ako umiyak, pero umuulan. So basang-basa yung mga.
Pero yung tubig.
Oo, hindi ko nakalan. Pare, hindi mo kaibigan, pero rider siya.
True.
And then,
lupit
diba? Ganon talaga yung mga ano eh, pag pinagsamahan natin sa ride.
Hindi, alam nyo, kung ang helmet natin pwede magkwento, malamang ang daming kwento niya. Okay. Yeah. Ganon siya eh.
And napakatahimik ng mundo pag
panag-ride.
Nasa helmet.
Except pag meron kang cardo.
Pwede mo naman. Hindi, madalas, ano, pinapatay ko.
Ay, may pali.
Oo. And then i-on mo kung gusto mo may kasama ulit, di ba?
Tama. Ayan, at least meron kang choice. Pero tama yun. Pag ano, minsan pinatay mo, ikaw lang, nagra-ride ka lang, focus ka lang sa ginagawa.
Mas minsan, mas gusto ko marinig yung motor ko. Mas ano.
Oy, raffle time na tayo.
At may raffle pa tayo.
So, shout-out na pala kay, ano, kay Miss Grace of Castro.
Miss Grace.
Our Castro family. Our CST family. What's up?
May meeting pa tayo, Miss Grace, ha?
Hindi pa tapos yung meeting.
Nakakalimutan. Naalala ko lang pag may show.
Ilang pipili natin?
We have, ilan ba, Bryce?
We have five.
Okay, we've got five.
We got five.
Saan yan? Teka, five na, no? Yung helmet.
Five?
Okay.
Hindi, ito lang.
Tawagin ko na siya.
We have five helmet foam cleaners.
Yun. We have five helmet foam.
PH. Thank you, Bryce.
Shout out to Miss Maryville Zamora. Bo.
Kay Robert. Matulog na, Robert.
Yeah. Golden Couple Riders of Negros. See you guys there. Negros Loop 6, 7, and 8 October. Tatlong motor pa rin pamimigay namin.
All right, spin that wheel. What, tatlong motor ngayon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sa wheel?
No! Alam mo, dadagam mo na limang jersey yan, iba.
What? Okay, no. We're gagawin natin, you win a Huck helmet cleaner and you get one jersey from Q815. Yeah. Yun! Oh, first, pero pick up mo sa Cebu, ha? O sa Negros, sa loop nila.
Pasasama ka sa Negros.
Hindi, pwede mo kunin dito sa studio. Alright.
First winner is...
Nelly Tuazon. Congratulations. Tuazon. Spin that wheel.
Next. Pa-shoutout po, Northcott. Warren Donato. Next winner is...
Ikaw, kalahati mananalo, ha? Papinit Reinmar.
Kilala ko yan.
Oh, bigyan rin namin sa'yo.
Shout out pala sa Aztec, sa Eagles.
Oh, yung kay Papinit, ibibigay na lang namin kay Cory. Siya yung magdadala. Alright.
Then,
pangalawa na yan. Tatlo pa.
Third winner is... Nako, si Henorio Reyes.
Henorio!
Napaka-loyal niyan.
Oo nga. Henorio, pick mo. You can pick it up in the studio. Pare, daan ka pag Thursday nights. Nandito kami.
Oo.
Alright.
Habang wala sila.
Last na to.
And the last winner.
Q815 jersey and a Huck PH helmet cleaner.
And the winner is...
Nong BG! Nong BG!
Comment niyo yung ano, message niyo kami sa size niyo for the jersey. And then
you can pick it up sa Negros.
Dude, we can ship it out.
May shipping pala.
Okay.
We can ship it out. Don't worry about it.
So we have a... Lima na ba yan?
Ah, meron pa? One more. One. Ay, ang galing namin. Rider kami, hindi kami... Mather. Okay, one more pala.
Isa pa. Last one. Shout out kay Lodi Jet Li from North Cotabato. Warren.
Hey, Warren. May mga viewers pala tayo, mga kapatid na Muslim.
Oh, Assalamualaikum.
Sina...
Shout out Sharky Adventures Bacolod City, Steven Valenzuela. What up?
Ayan, winner is Rochelle Santa Maria.
Congratulations all the winners. You got Q815 merch and Huck
PH
foam cleaner.
Ayan. All right. Thank you so much, Huck. Thanks, Q815. As we end every show, we're going to ask Kevin, not Corey, and Jet Li.
Chossy Bryce.
And, well... I don't want to put him on the spot. Bryce, it's up to you. It's optional. Anong definition niyo ng tunay na rider?
Sino mauna? Ikaw na.
Hey, dapat, yung last, cutest first.
Last but not the least dapat eh.
Cutest first.
Pang miss you.
Save the best for last.
At saka pwede pa siya mangopya eh.
May time ba siyang mag-isip?
For me, definitely, as a tunay na rider, lalo na dun sa mga nagsastruggle out there, lalo na sa yung mga may addiction problem, try nyo mag-motor. Try nyo kumuha ng aso. And for sure, you'll find your reason to stop using. I'm not saying sa drugs lang ha, kasi marami rin mga addict sa alcohol,
sugal, babae, lalaki, ako, Lego,
sa pag-ibig.
Just find a reason to be happy. Find a reason to live life and choose life. Okay? Na never yung ipasok sa isip nyo na mag-suicide, gano'n. I mean, I wanna promote this kasi marami akong, I know many people na nagsastruggle talaga. Find a group. If you feel lonely, find a group. Introvert yun, di ba? If you're introvert, step out of your comfort zone and do what you want to do. Live life happy. And from me, get a dog. The dog, I mean, yung dog kasi ayaw magsalita. Pero the moment you look at your dog, alam niyo yun yung sagot. Kung gaano kanya alam, kung pwede, isama niyo kahit saan. Ako nga, sinasama ko si Corey kahit sa movie. Pinapasok ko sa bag.
Huwag mo nga sinasabi na.
No, pero
anong mo yun?
May scientific, no?
Siyempre rin.
May scientific, ano, proof. No, that dogs create oxytocin.
Yeah.
So when your dog, actually, it's and that's the love hormone. So when you look at your dog, you feel that warmth and that love, no? Yeah. And the dog gets it too.
Sure.
So when the dog sees you looking at it, the dog feels it. Grabe, na test nila sa lab yun, pare.
And also, out of all the animals, kasi the only animal that can look, but sa eyes mo. Dogs lang kasi.
Correct.
Yeah. And also, yun. Yes. Find a reason to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
In a positive way, ha?
And also, taking care of a dog makes you care about something more than yourself.
Yourself, oo.
Diba? Kasi a lot of addiction has to do with self-gratification and that self-high. Ito, when you take care of a dog, you get high because you love something else. Eh?
Yeah.
Daling? So riding and motorcycle, I never thought about it that way, is a great way to break addiction.
And also, may motto ako dati sa rehab eh. Do look back, but don't go back.
Yeah.
We need to do a motorcycle and mental health episode, yeah. Rocky.
Kung pwede lang.
Oo. Oh. Ganda ng topic nun.
Hanap tayo ng therapist na or psychiatrist or psychologist na rider. Yeah.
Rider, nagra-ride din siya ng motor.
Oh, yun. Yeah. Oh, sige, game. Okay, next episode.
Mga recovery counselors ko. Sila din kasi yung tumulong sa akin eh.
Okay, yun. Pakilala mo sa amin. Alright. Now, Miss Jet Li.
Hindi, si ano muna. Ah, optional ba?
Sasagot optional. Ikaw, Bryce. Masasagot ka ba?
Isip muna ako.
Yung sagot ni Bryce. Yung tunay na rider ay mabango ay yung helmet dahil may hack pH.
Yes.
Nilagyan mo ng helmet foam cleaner.
Oo. Portable or desk or wall mounted. Alright. Jet Li.
Ito na.
The pressure
is on. Tanong mo ulit.
Nagsispeech na to sa mga senador. Ibang level, national na to.
Sa mga president.
Alright. So, Miss Jet Li, we would like to ask you, what is your definition of a tunay na rider?
Thank you for that wonderful question, Achar. For me, ang tunay na rider ay wala yan sa CC ng motor, mapa small bike or big bike. Wala yan sa presyo ng motor, wala yan sa mahal or mura yung motor, kung ano yung dinlagay mo sa motor. Nasa tao yan kung ano at sino kasadaan. At kasama doon ang disiplina. Thank you.
The Jet Li.
Thank you so much, contestant number 10.
Contestant number 10 from Cebu.
Si Big Sugar D.
Nasagot ko na yan.
Nasagot mo na yan. Like, no, three, four episodes ago. No need na.
Flash mo tayo kaya.
Arch.
I have 10 dogs since I was 7 years old, but already died for old age. I don't want to take care of another dogs for now. I don't feel another sad moment a dog die in your arms. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, I can feel him, right?
I can feel him.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I tattooed my dog in my arm by myself. You know, it's when he passed away, my very own Cookie. But that's the thing. You cannot just stop there because, you know, it's an option.
I mean, it's life.
It's life.
Kaya nga dapat natin i-love yung mga aso kasi yung lifespan nila. Ang ikli lang kasi. I mean, like, nung nag-loop tayo sa secure, di ba? Pagkatapos lang talaga ng loop namin, tumawag yung partner ko, yung best friend ni Corey, nagsuka daw at dumami. Tapos sabi ko sa sarili ko, wait for me. Kaso hindi, namatay talaga.
Bago lang, recently lang to.
At least, I think it was 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks. Pagkatapos talaga ng secure look namin.
Itong tattoo na dito sa arm ko, this one says, when I needed a hand, you gave me your paw.
Oh.
This one right here.
Lupit.
Sir Cesar is watching. Hi, Sir Cesar.
Sir Cesar, magandang gabi.
I have so many feels right now. One, I just want to say, naalala ko lahat ng mga dogs ko that passed away. Iba talaga.
Mabigat. Totoo naman eh. But the love and affection that these dogs, that they give is...
Pure and honest talaga.
It's not just dogs. I mean, we have some friends who are into arachnids, who's into cats, who's into other species.
Pero iba yung dog.
it's the treatment. Kasi iba kasi yung treatment talaga ng aso. Diba? And for once, we just want to stay true. For example, si Corey, earlier we were talking about Animal Welfare Act 8485.
8485.
So, isa yan sa mga gusto naming ilabi by next year. So, to Sir Cesar Villanueva, nagulat naman po ako.
Baba mo konti, Maki. Baba mo konti. Okay, but I also want to say, going to Jet Li's definition, lumalabas talaga yung kung sino ka.
True.
Kung nagra-ride ka. Because without talking, no?
Correct.
Kung naka group ride tayo and then you see that hindi mo pwede itago kung sino ka pag naka-motor ka.
Correct.
Lalabas talaga kung medyo gusto mo unaan yung mga iba or kung nag... You know what I mean? You're there waiting in the back to support people if they ano, kung may nasiraan, ikaw yung tumatabi. Lumalabas yung pagkatao mo pag nagra-ride ka. And hindi mo ma-fake yun, di ba, Jet?
Tama. Kasi yung pag-ride, for me, naging outlet ko yan eh. Diyan ako lumalabas. I mean, I feel freedom. Ganun.
It's a way for introverts rin to interact.
Tama. Introvert way.
Grabe. All right. Again, thank you so much. I know you guys have had an incredibly busy trip here to Luzon, to Metro Manila, and you guys braved 2 hours of traffic, 3 hours of traffic.
Almost 3, yeah.
To get to us. I really appreciate it, you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Salamat.
Thank you.
Shout out para mi sa kami kasama si Hugot ni Ice.
Kuya Ice!
Saan si Ice?
Nasa likod si Ice. Pwede patawag po.
Pa-shout out din po sa All About Wheels Manila.
Boss Gio. Sir Gino Rufino, guys, yung mga jerseys mo, usap tayo next week, PM mo lang po ako.
And shout out po sa Bohol Moto Vloggers.
Bohol Moto Vloggers. Last shout out ko lang po siguro lahat po na sumusuporta sa amin. Of course, we would like to thank Castro, our Castro family, CST family, our Wheeltech family, Motology family, Q815, and then ipakita ko lang po sa inyo si Hugo. Yes, maraming salamat po. So po, doon,
ito ka, Kuya Ice.
Ari, Kuya Ice. Interviewan kita, Kuya Ice.
Si Kuya Ice po kasi yung nag-drive sa amin pagka long rides namin.
Doon siya, hugot ni Ice.
Hugot ni Ice. So, ay, isang tanong lang. Anong definition para sa'yo ng isang tunay na rider? Andito ka na eh. English, ha?
Nabigla ko dito. Akala ko tinawag ako para kain.
Nagkakain tayo talaga. Pero may...
Andito ka na eh. So, isang tanong lang. Anong definition mo ng isang tunay na rider?
Loading dagad.
Assignment na lang.
Next week mo na sagutin.
Next week na. Next week. On that note, again, thank you. Ride hard, ride safe.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.